Welcome to Let's Chit Chat, sis. I'm your girl, Kimmy. In today's episode, we talk about females and are we becoming too masculine? So join us on the porch as we discuss, are we becoming too masculine? Take care. Hey ladies, what's going on?
Hey,
out of trouble.
You said you in trouble?
Enjoying life.
In the land of the living. Doing good.
Listen, it's the alternative. I'll take it.
Yeah, I know. You could be underground or in the urn, one or the other. You know what I mean? So, you know, we thankful and we're blessed to be here and you know, thankful. Okay, I ain't gonna belabor this one because this one kind of took me by surprise and I was kind of offended, but then I wasn't offended because then when I see what's going on around me, I'm just like, Do you think that we are too masculine now, women?
What way?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying
It's just such a habit for me that I didn't recognize it until somebody brought it to my attention.
In what way?
A guy I was dating, he was like, I'm going to need you just to stay in your feminine energy. Just let me be the man. And I'm like, oh, I am. He was like, no.
When you are used to making all of the decisions and being assertive and doing everything, when you're in with a partner, especially if you're in a single life, then it's hard to be that. Ashley, my niece, she, a guy... told her the same thing. He's like, you was gonna love me. And she's like, yes, I do. She started laughing. He said, because if she asks him something and he doesn't do it the first time, she said, never mind, I'll do it myself. He was like, wait a minute, you didn't give me a chance to say I can't do it right now, but I can do it then. You know, she was like, no, forget it. I can do it myself. And she had to think about it. She said, I do like men. But she said she's so used to making all the decisions. Yeah. Until she had the masculine role. So I think we can in certain situations. I think sometimes we need to just step back and just live in your feminine energy.
And it could be because some of us are type of jobs. It doesn't have to be that we are charged, but we have a job that requires us to be assertive and, you know, in control of stuff, and it spills over. And
it does, because I can say that being an educator, I'm used to telling people what to do all the time. And so I have no problem coming home with like, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. Like, whoa, wait, hold up.
And I'm so, like that at home, though. And I think that my husband expects me to be like that because I think I'm very high strung. And because I'm high strung, I just I like to have things done in a quick and orderly fashion. You know what I mean? And my husband is the complete polar opposite from me because he doesn't care about that kind of stuff. So, like, he pays all our bills. You see what I'm saying? But if there's, like, an issue with something, he knows he's going to divert the charity over here because I'm the solver. You know what I mean? I'm going to solve that. I will not sit back and be like, I'm not paying that. You see what I'm saying? That's just me. So maybe that's more of a masculine persona. I'll say that. Maybe. But it works in this house. You know what I mean? It works. And, you know, his blood pressure doesn't go up, mine too. So maybe I need to start bringing that down. But, you know, that's the way it is, you know? I mean, I'm not dressing like a man. Like, I think I'm very feminine. But, you know... once I open my mouth, you just know I'm not the one to be played with. Okay, let's not do that. But, you know, it is what it is. Chauncey.
I think what bothers me about this statement is what are you calling masculine? Okay. If I have been a divorced woman, because I believe there's a difference between a single woman and a divorced woman, right? Single woman never being married. And the divorce having been and then gotten divorced, right? Mm-hmm. So if I have been a single woman and or a divorced woman and had to have paid my own bills and take care of everything. And I've been a fixer because my stepfather was a plumber. So I know how to fix things around the house, whereas my ex-husband didn't do anything. My current husband knows how, but chooses not to. So we pay people to do it. But there are still many things that I do myself around here. Mm-hmm. Is that masculine, feminine? Am I stepping into a role that I'm not supposed to be in? I really don't know. And I don't have a gender attached to it. It's just something that has to be done. Mm-hmm. My husband pays all the bills. Is that because he's the head of the household and he's the man? Or is that because he happens to be or was the primary breadwinner? You know, what's the reason for it? Well, he does it because he's better at it than I am, right? And he knows how to do this and that. But is that because he's masculine and I'm feminine and that's how it's supposed to be? So I'm kind of thrown with it. I understand it, but I'm still at the same time thrown with it. And then if we're talking about between the two of us, I ain't never trying to wear his underwear and he ain't never trying to wear mine. So yeah, I think I stay in my role in that aspect, but if he says to me, you know what, you got this independent streak and you just won't let anybody help you or whatever. So is that non-feminine or just independent? Mm-hmm. Because we never say that to a man. Oh, you're just being so independent and, you know, and you got to let that streak go. But only men seem to say that to women and not the other way around.
I think that I think it's a societal thing because we're in the era where when you look at social media, I'll go back to that, you know what I mean? And you hear women with really vulgar mouths, you know what I mean? Carrying on and acting like, you know, because think about it, y'all. If we curse and stuff like that, it wasn't something that you would do like outwardly, you know what I mean? Around people and things like now, that's the norm. Yeah. And things that are being said is just like, it kind of take you back, you know, because we just kind of old school. But I think that women today have no problem. And I'll say especially the younger segment of women have no problem with letting a man know that what you're doing is not good enough. You know what I mean? I can go handle this myself. And I think it makes men today have pause. Like, okay, or do you want to be the man or you can't have it both ways. You know what I mean? Do you need us or you don't need us? You see what I'm saying? Because I think it's like the era of being humble is leaving us. And I think that's probably where that came from. I'm just assuming, you know, sisters, I'm just assuming that's where that's coming from because it's never been a time when it wasn't single women raising children without a man in the house, so on and so on. And they was considered masculine. You know what I mean? They just was considered, you know, which I hate that phrase too, strong women, you know what I mean? Strong Black women, strong women. But now we're talking about masculine. So that makes me think that you think I can do everything that a man can do. And let's keep it real. That is not true. Okay. That is not true. It's not even supposed to be.
I don't want to be there and mow the lawn.
I don't want to go out there and do nothing.
I ain't doing none of that.
I'm outside. You know what I mean?
But,
you know,
in this relationship with this guy that I was dating, he was very clear that he was a traditional type of man.
Mm-hmm.
And he had no problem being the head. And he had the, you know, the capacity to do it. And so we were clear. But the things that I was doing, I still have a problem now is I don't have a habit of saying things like, okay, I'm going to the door and announcing that I'm going. He just wanted to open the door and pull up the chair. And I love all of those things.
I do
but
too.
Because I've been single so long, I forget to pause. I'm already sitting down. I already paid for the bill or already whatever, because I'm just used to being that person. And it was very offensive to him. He was like, look, you're not allowing me to be who I am because I always got to fight you to do stuff. And that's not a good feeling.
Well, I would say this to him because guess what? Not that he's wrong because I actually agree. Give the man grace, Celeste. You know what I mean? Give him grace because he seems like he would be a really great guy. You know what I mean? give them grace. Sometimes we don't even realize what we need ourselves because we have overdrive so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But,
and part of that is being right. But
it was true.
And I agree with you, Kim, because the thing is, the hard part is being vulnerable enough for you to get out about him. See, part of what you've been doing is you're not being vulnerable with him. So then therefore you can't allow yourself to be what he needs you to be in that way, because you won't open yourself up in that way. Right. So I do it myself. Right. And so, like I said, when I got yelled at about, you got this independent streak and you don't want to listen. No, I'm just hard headed. So it has nothing to do with my independent. My independent streak came because I needed to be independent. So you can't just take that away from someone once they develop
it's
that
hard. Habit.
It really does not go away.
It's really hard.
So then now I have to step back because you are, a prime example is this. If you get together with someone, depending on where you live, once you come together, right? But say I came and I moved in with my husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we both slept on the left side of the bed. So now somebody got to give up the left side of the bed because both can't sleep on that side of the bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make the adjustment because now I'm sleeping on the right side of the bed. And even after all these years, I'm still sleeping on the right. I'm still not adjusted. So I don't sleep well because for 43 years, I slept on the left side of the bed. I said all that to say that it's about being able to truly let it go. And so when you let it go and you're vulnerable with each other, then you can find out what makes the other tick. And then you can work towards pleasing that, because isn't that why we're together? Mm-hmm. If I'm working to make you happy or, you know, please you, and you're working to please me, then it should come naturally, but we got to get there. So it's always that little part that don't want to let us get there. So then is that feminine? Is that masculine? Or is that us just being who we're meant to be and then falling into those roles naturally?
I agree, Tom.
It was a little bit of both. It was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But I like that word.
Okay. Go ahead.
I like that word, being vulnerable, because that is you. Because what you're really saying is, okay, I don't really trust you enough with my feelings or with taking care of me. I can go ahead and do it myself. I think that's what you really, or women are really saying if they're in that masculine role. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I want to rest in mine. Honey, go do it. You do it, do it.
That's not what we say.
Okay.
That is funny.
It's a couple of things we're saying is, I don't want to be, and I'm using these examples, then it doesn't have to be this, but just like taking out the garbage. I need the garbage taken out every night. And I know as a man, you might have your protocol, you take it out in the morning. Instead of me fussing about it, I'm just going to take it out because I like it at night, because I want it not to be any bugs in the kitchen. And that's what I do. And so that, not in this case, because I wasn't living with him, but that could be a problem in itself. It's like, you want to be the man. No, I just want the garbage taken out early in the morning. I mean, you know, at night. So we have a clean kitchen. So little things like that was happening. And just like, you know, I don't know. I couldn't explain it, but it was like, it was controlling to me. Even though it was nice, if I did it myself, I don't want to have to hear about it. Because what are you trying to control a situation?
That's vulnerability.
So that was your,
I told you that already.
You were trusting because you was like, I'm just going to get thrown back in my face. So I can't.
I don't
trust
have the vulnerability.
I agree with that. I think that he could just take a place and just understand that, you know what? Sometimes this is a work in progress. We'll get there. You know what I mean? But let's not hear it. You know what I mean? Again and again. You know what I mean? Because you want me to do, and isn't that controlling too? Because he wants you to do what he wants you to do now. You see what I'm saying? Gradually,
make him feel better.
Because hell, if we don't get there, you take the damn trash out, okay? But it better be taken out. How about we have that kind of conversation? You know what I mean? Because that's what's going to come eventually.
Yeah.
When you first date somebody, you're nice about, I did it because I wanted to take the trash out. I just don't want my kitchen. Then it's going to be like, God damn it, I didn't want this trash in the kitchen. I had been told you 55 times and you don't listen.
Exactly.
I took it out, okay? But one thing you can do is go out there and pick the trash up off the ground when the trash man left it on. Do that. You know what I mean? So it turned like, you know, to something more escalated. But I think when we talk about being in a position where, you know, women are so equipped to do so much more than be a damsel in distress, that it has to be appreciated. That's just me. It has to be appreciated. Doesn't have to be a negative, you know. And like I said, it can be a work of progress, you know. What y'all feel?
There are a lot of women out there that just want control. And so then therefore, that's what how they come off as being masculine, because they want things done their way.
Nothing wrong with that.
I do.
And you know, it's somebody for everybody, because I'll just say this much and we'll get final words. Look, my husband cooks every day. I do not. Okay. That doesn't make him feminine. Hell, he know how to cook and he wants us to survive. You know what I mean? Because if not, we're going to have a TV dinner. Because that, like, the food doesn't mean that too much to me like that. He is a Southern boy. He wants to eat well. You know what I mean? So he doesn't want to be eating, TV dinners with Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes, you know, but I'm cool with that. You know what I mean?
Nobody was.
And I can have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at night, and I'm cool with that. He wants a real meal. Yeah. But that doesn't make him feminine.
That's not gender conforming, right? So right. That's exactly the point that I'm making. So then when you say, in what way do you mean we're masculine? Because is cooking a feminine role? No, actually it isn't, right? Because most chefs out there are men.
Are men.
So it must not be.
Keisha, you didn't look up this word, huh? You always look up the word. Oh, okay.
No. I think, you know, I don't want to belabor this because, you know, final words, y'all. What you think? Celeste.
I am a control person. Mm-hmm. I would love to just sit back and just let that person, I would love to be vulnerable. Let's put it that way. Okay. But it's not in my DNA and I haven't found that person to do that for me.
It's in your DNA. You got to find that guy.
Well, I might have a DNA, a D, but I ain't got the A. How about that?
She's so crazy.
What's your final words, Johnson?
Final thoughts are just find what works for you. Mm-hmm. Be honest about it and then let it go.
Amen, sister. Keisha?
My final thoughts would be just lean into your feminine energy. Lean into it. But if not, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay either way.
And that's
your business.
My final thought is somebody for everybody. Mm-hmm. If you think I act like a man, then guess what? Go find you somebody to don't. You know what I mean? Hell, that's how it comes down to it. You know what? Because then that means you're not the person for me. Cool. You know what I mean? We good. All right. So joining me tonight on the porch is...
Well, it's your girl Celeste. And don't forget, taking care of oneself is not selfish. Lean in, lean out, do whatever you want to do, girl. Lean in.
I'm Chauncey. Do all the good that you can for as long as you can for absolutely as much as you can.
And I'm your girl, Keisha. Learn and grow in your own lane.
Okay. And I'm your girl, Kimmy. Have a nice week on purpose and join us next Wednesday when we drop a new episode. Take care.